for the people.
We cried the day that Johnny D shut down, just like every club in this ghost town. And that was the fate of the rock and roll band. Turn out the lights and load up the van. Raise up a toast to the best of friends. Where they go, we wanna play a show.
Welcome to Black Stripes or White Keys. How you doing? This is our new showtime for the spring semester. It's Thursdays at 5 p.m. You can listen online or on the actual radio. If you have a car, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Reform Radio. And we have to reprogram the board to have another mic, so Trisha will be joining us soon. You can say hi right now. Swing the mic.
Hi, I think I just learned how to do it.
Amazing. So we will have two fully working mics for you on our next break, but that first song was Killer by Palehound, and they're pretty cool. I actually don't know a lot of their music, so I should probably... I like that song, though, so maybe I'll listen to some more. I did put it on the playlist because, like, it's one of the only songs I know by them. But
yeah,
like
one of those where you only know one.
Yeah,
song.
And now up next for you, we have some Joy Division, classic, you know, just your indie rock bops. And yeah, we're happy to be back, and it's our final semester. Oh no, it's so sad. Okay, well, here is Love Will Tear Us Apart.
Numbers. ये जो हल्का हल्का सुरूर है, ये तेरी निगाह का कसूर है। Thank you.
I could liken you to a werewolf, the way you left me for dead. But I admit that I provided a full moon. And I could liken you to a shark, the way you bit off my head. But then again, I was waving around a bleeding open wound. But you were such a super guy till the second you get away from me. We're like a wishing well and a bolt of electricity. But we can still support each other. All we gotta do is avoid each other. Enough the wrong wind, a song ends in a minor key.
Hello, and we're back.
Hello.
We are back, and we kind of, like, deviated from the indie rock bops there because, you know, this is freeform radio. Just because we like indie rock doesn't mean we always listen to indie rock,
that's
you know?
True.
We can like other music, too. In fact, you should listen to more than one type of music, you know, because it's probably nice to, like, experience that and appreciate all the music that exists.
If you don't, you're lame.
And that's true, also. Trish is back. We have a mic now.
This is the show where we insult you. Remotely.
Remotely.
Yeah.
Okay, we're not that mean.
No, we're not. We never insult anyone. I think that's the first time we've done that.
I mean, I don't know. We do this a lot, but I can't remember everything in my life, you know? We're just here trying to listen to some music, you know?
Yeah, that was some cool music, some cool tunes.
Oh, thank you. So the first one in Arabic is by Rouge of Tub, which actually she got nominated for a Grammy, I think that album did, so that's pretty cool. I saw her open up for Caroline Polachek, who is like very different type of music. It's like art pop. So, but it was a really cool show. It was at Terminal 5 in New York City, which was a cool experience. I've never seen a concert. No, I mean, I've seen a concert in Brooklyn, but I haven't seen a concert in Manhattan, and then, so that was cool. And it was also not, like, a huge venue. Like, the only other concert I saw in New York was at the Barclays Center, so this was, like, actually, like House of Blues size, so a mid-size venue, which was kind of cool. Like, you know, a club that's, I don't know if they're, like, owned by a bigger company or not. But anyway, it was cool. And it was actually very similar to, like, House of Blues Boston in setup. Just, like, a stage, big room. There's some upstairs balconies. So, it was fun.
That's cool.
Yeah. I had a good time that weekend.
Ooh.
It was like a little trip with some melisma folks, you know, the
melisma.
If you don't know what melisma is, it is the music magazine on campus. And they're fun.
Yes.
Yeah. They just came out with an issue, which I have to grab because since I'm in the club, I like to have like the issues we come out with, you know? But oh, I keep forgetting to pick one up. And I think all the ones in the campus center are gone, so I'll probably have to like check Duick or something, like the less like traveled of the
Do they like restock
sections.
Them though?
No, like once oh. they're gone, they're kind of like gone. They might have a couple like in that like they just kept.
Mm-hmm.
But most of them go out, and plus like printing's really expensive, so like you can't, I mean you could go back and print more, but they probably don't have the like budget from TCU to do that, so yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I think we need to tell you things.
Oh, would you like to do a PSA?
Yeah. This is, we must.
For public service.
We need to serve the public. So anyway, by the way, so there's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Cool. Would you like to read the little note on this PSA from a fellow DJ?
It says, "This is the only PSA I will ever read."
It's a good one.
I don't think they should have put the pun in there, though. We're talking about people falling off of ladders. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in.
They have to catch you somehow, you know?
That's a little rough. What if you knew someone who fell off a ladder?
It's dangerous. You're right.
Ladders are serious. That's why we're reading this PSA.
I'm actually, like, kind of don't like going on ladders. It's kind of, it's scary.
Oh, yeah, I
know?
Hate going on ladders.
I hate them, too.
But, like, okay, there's something fun about it, too, though. Like, because when else do you get to be that high?
A roller coaster.
Yes.
When you go to, like, a top of the building and they have a balcony.
But, you know, a roller coaster, you're strapped in. A building balcony, there's a railing to keep you from falling off. A ladder,
it's just a little unstable, yeah.
Yeah, it's just pure adrenaline because you don't know what's going to happen.
Pure adrenaline.
Yeah.
I don't know. We've read this PSA so many times. It's a very popular one. I'm sure people are tired of it, but honestly, there's just something about it.
Yeah.
There's something about the ladder PSA.
Yeah, summary, be safe with ladders, please.
Yes. Yeah. Cool stuff. Also, the other song that we played was Werewolf by Fiona Apple. Just so you know. WMFO likes when we announce our songs. And to be honest, I think it's a good policy because you know how many times growing up I'd be like listening to the radio and be like, what's that song? I like it. And they just don't say what the song is.
Exactly. So it's the worst. Except now you can just, you know,
Shazam it.
I don't know. I just type into, I mean, I use the Siri and it's and then I say, what song is this? And then she listens and then.
Oh, I didn't know Siri could do it
too.
Yeah,
you do. I'll demonstrate, okay? Siri, what song is this? Oh, it's my phone volume's off. Wait. Well, you get the point.
Yeah, you can try it at home, folks.
Yeah.
I feel like an old person when I say folks. It's kind of
fun. Y'all.
Yeah, it sounds like, well, maybe I should get my best, like, 50s radio voice out. I don't know, like, what should I say?
Ladies and gentlemen.
I don't know. You know how, like, I think that everyone just sounded the same at that point, probably because of the way the microphones were at the time. Mm-hmm. You know how, like, there's that very specific sound of, like, the radio broadcaster guy that just sounds like every guy ever? they all sound the same.
But, like, with a very clear voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
How do we turn ourselves into the radio guy?
I don't know if I want to be the radio guy.
I want to be the radio guy.
Okay.
Hi, I'm the radio guy. Anyway, we should probably play more music.
Yeah, let's play more music. So the next song we have for you is called Famine Asylum by a band called Nothing. I saw them in the fall. They were good. This is like back to indie rock stuff. It's pretty shoegazy, which is like kind of the same. I guess they can call that indie rock. It's like, yeah, you can. It totally is. I'm just saying it is, so it is.
We're just going to say everything we play is indie rock.
Even if it's not.
Yeah, even if it's like metal or like, I don't know. Country.
Yeah.
It's indie rock.
It is. It's just is now. During this hour only.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yes.
Here's some music.
We'll be right back. Thank you.
Before that was Big Thief, and before that was the Bleachers.
It's just Bleachers.
Oh,
it's
Bleachers.
Just, it's
sorry.
Just the one.
just the. So, as is tradition for Black Stripes and White Keys, we are going to do our conspiracy crackdown, which is where we talk about random conspiracies every week that we find really dumb or funny. Sometimes we make them up. We just kind of go with the flow. We don't do anything too crazy because, you know, we don't want to, like, delve into, like, political stuff because that's a thing that is sensitive, and also you have to log when you talk about politics, and we don't want to do that because it's more work, and we do this for fun.
This is an apolitical show.
Yeah. Sure. That's us.
Sure.
Black's doing them. So, we talk about ones that really just have no base in reality.
Sometimes we talk about ones that... I feel like we've talked about ones that could happen, like...
Like, it's put, like, it, like, I would believe it, but, like, I don't really think, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I don't think it's, like, actually true.
I mean, this one, but I have a strong belief in.
Yes, okay. So. Okay, this one, I feel like, I feel like I really don't know what to think. Like, I feel like it could be real, but, like, I don't think it is. I just think it could be.
It's real. I'll die on this hill.
You will die on that. Oh, my God, I have running up that hill.
Running up that
hill. On this playlist. Maybe we should do it, our last song is that running works. Up the hill, because you're dying on this hill.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, all right. It's time for
Conspiracy Crackdown.
Oh, it's so soft. Sorry, I failed our first Conspiracy Crackdown of the semester.
It's okay.
Okay, so we've talked about it before. Who hasn't talked about it? Oh. Beep.
They don't like our conspiracy.
They don't. There's always people beeping on this road. I don't get it. I guess people go in the wrong lane and not realize it, but to be honest, I don't think it's that hard.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like once you do it once, you know.
Yeah.
We're talking about College Ave. We're talking about
this intersection right outside the station.
The Boston Ave College
Yeah,
Ave
I don't know why people are always beeping around here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, like, the first time you can mess up.
Yeah, I've messed up before.
Yeah, yeah, but then, like, you get used to it.
Anyway. Anyway.
I mean, that's just driving in Massachusetts in general. We were having a conversation about Route 1, because I was driving on Route 1 for the first time, and it's a highway that doesn't have real exits. Like, there are some real exits, but you can pull off of the highway into a store parking lot. It's very strange. And the merging lane is really short. Like, there's literally, like, a stop sign, and you just go on the highway. Like, it's really scary, but, you know, you live. You figure it out. You just wait for
the good,
the perfect time.
And you know what? You know why driving here is scary?
Because the roads are too small.
Also, because I'm always afraid that I'm going to run into a Sasquatch.
Oh!
Oh! Segway.
In Boston.
In Boston. No, because actually, okay, so yeah, so that was a false statement because they're mostly seen in the Pacific Northwest.
You know so much about this.
Yes.
Okay, so that was our segue into this conspiracy crackdown, but the reason why we're doing this is for some reason I've been seeing ads for this new Hulu thing, like documentary, or is it documentary series, about Bigfoot. And so I tried looking up just to make sure, like, it's the right one, because there are several documentaries about Bigfoot, you know, or series.
Uh-huh.
And I think the one they were advertising is called Sasquatch, which I looked it up, and it actually came out last year, like, almost a year ago. So I don't know why they're advertising it again, because I didn't remember seeing anything about a season two, and I'm trying to look it up on the internet, and it doesn't really seem like there is. And also, my service is bad, so it just won't let me.
When I looked it up, I only saw 3 episodes.
Yeah, it's like a mini-series or something.
Ah.
So, that inspired us to talk about Bigfoot today. And Trisha is a big fan of Bigfoot.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, like, when you're not around and I don't know what conspiracy to do, instead of, like, talking about a conspiracy, I just read a Bigfoot sighting.
Mm.
Because, like, there's this website where you can go and they have all these different, like, accounts, like, personal accounts of Bigfoot sightings.
Yeah.
And you can read through them. You can sort by most recent if you want. And, you know, even in 2022, people are still seeing Bigfoot.
They're still talking about it.
The question is, is it just one Bigfoot or is it, like, a group of them?
It's a species.
Like, yeah, that's what it seems to be, the common lore.
Yeah, is that Bigfoot is just a species.
A species of hairy, ape-like creatures that
live in the forest.
Walk around. I don't know what they do.
I don't know what they do either. They're probably like bears, you know? They just, you know, chill.
Yeah.
Get some hunt for food and stuff.
I mean, I saw one sighting that was like I was driving and I saw Bigfoot and he was like eating something on the ground. So maybe they're like scavengers.
Mm. And like vultures, they don't kill, they scavenge. Yeah, maybe. Let's find a Bigfoot sighting. Let's read.
Oh, you want to see?
Do you
want to?
Do you have a juicy one?
I don't have. I don't. That's not what I pulled up. I actually just pulled up the encyclopedia article about Bigfoot. I have facts in case you didn't have any facts. I have facts.
Oh, okay.
But no, this is about North America. I think I got away. Oh, no, it's back. Wait, Robert Patterson has seen Bigfoot?
Oh, now that's juicy.
Is that the same as the actor?
Is it Robert Pattinson?
Okay, it's not Pattinson. It's Patterson.
Oh, then it's not.
That's a very notable... There's an alleged photograph and filming... Or there's an alleged, like, recorded sighting by this man in California. Like, I think that's what happens if you look at pictures. Anyway, so it's a primate from between 6 to 15 feet.
15? That's wild.
Yeah, that's also a really big range.
Yeah, that could be, like, a person to a build... No, like, I don't even know. Can a building be 15 feet if it's, like, one floor? Probably, yeah.
Yeah, probably, yeah. 6 to 15 feet. Foul smell.
Foul smell. Why does Bigfoot have the smell?
I don't know. I mean, because of all that hair, maybe it's sweat.
I don't know, but what if you could go in the lake? You can bathe.
Can they swim? That's a question.
Probably.
Yeah, because they're big, so maybe they can.
Primates can swim. Aren't we primates?
We are primates, and yeah. We can swim. Yeah. Okay, this is interesting. They either move silently or emit a high-pitched cry. Those are two very different things.
Yeah,
like,
you're right.
A silent animal versus one that's just walking around screaming.
Mm-hmm.
Like, which is it?
I don't know.
There are some, like...
I've never experienced Bigfoot.
I just, you know, there are some inconsistencies in the legend of Bigfoot that I think people need to figure out, like...
They need to get their stuff together.
Yeah.
I feel like you should read a sighting. I really want to know.
You really want to? Okay.
I want to know who has the best storytelling skills.
You have to pull up the whole website.
The website.
It's a whole
you
thing.
Should also tell people the name of the website if they're curious.
I let's see if I have it. I don't know. Bigfoot. I forgot what it's called. There's a specific, like, Bigfoot Research Institute kind of...
A research institute.
Whoa, there's a Bigfoot Research Institute Boston?
Oh,
wait,
man.
This is more important. This is more important. Education Center in Boston, Massachusetts. Oh, no, this is about... This has nothing to do with Bigfoot. It's called that, but it's like...
Why would they call it that if it's just an education institute and they just called it the Bigfoot?
Oh, wait. Yeah, I don't know. This is about, like, helping children learn to, like, read or something.
Well, that's good.
This has nothing to do with Bigfoot, but they're, like, Bigfoot-themed.
Oh. I guess this to attract the children, they just call it Bigfoot.
Attract the children. There's nothing children love more than Bigfoot. You know? Okay. Typing. Bigfoot Research website. See, it's hard to find. That's why it's, like, not, like, the first thing that pops
up. It's underground.
It's underground. Which is, I would have... Oh, I found. I have it bookmarked on my computer. Okay.
I figured you did. I just, like, had a feeling that it was...
I Googled first because I didn't want to believe that I had this bookmarked on my computer.
But you said you were dying on this hill. So.
United States. Yeah, that's true. United States. Let's go to Massachusetts. Massachusetts. Okay. The most recent sighting in Massachusetts, was August of 2020.
Sweet. Do you think Bigfoot got COVID?
It's a different species.
But yeah, but other species, other species can get COVID. Like, cats and dogs can get COVID.
Aww.
Yeah.
Poor things.
And then also, wasn't it the whole thing where, like, it like bats or something with the, I don't remember.
Right, like, it came from bats.
Or so, yeah.
You
like,
know,
yeah.
I saw on the news earlier, like, on my phone, it popped up and it was like, a deer got COVID. Like, I didn't read the
COVID.
Article.
No, I think, like, other animals can get COVID, too.
Yeah.
It probably just affects them differently.
Hopefully the Bigfoot population is doing fine.
What if COVID wiped out the Bigfoot population?
No.
And that in this August 2020 was the last Bigfoot sighting.
Well, that's because I put in Massachusetts specifically.
But oh, I look think up like the, been... the like somewhere where people say there's Bigfoot all the time. Like look up like Washington or something.
Do you want me to just look at the most recent sighting ever?
Yeah, sure, sure.
Because I found the Massachusetts. Now I gotta go back. Okay, I actually don't know how to do that anymore. Let's just read the Massachusetts one because it's going to take me forever to find the other one.
Cool.
Okay, August 2020. This happened in location details. The Seven Sisters is a group of peaks within the Holyoke Mountain Range. The nearest town was South Hadley.
Okay.
I don't know how you say that.
I think Hadley, yeah.
Okay, this is not... This is writing from the Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization, which is BFRO.net, if you're interested. We did not write this. observed hiking the Seven Sisters Trail from Mount Holyoke to the Notch in the Hadley-Amherst area of Massachusetts. My hiking partner and I got to Taylor's Notch and could hear the wind ripping through, making eerie noises. We both heard a lot of whistling and breaking branches, which I initially attributed to the wind going through the rocky ledges of Taylor's Notch. We hiked over one large hill, and the wind was lessening, but we realized the whistling was closer, and then there were whooping noises and calls along with the whistles. The calls were going back and forth, and I realized we were surrounded. We kept talking loudly, hoping to scare off any animals, and I kept my bear spray in hand for the next mile or so. Not sure what it was, but highly unusual, and it did not sound like a grown or baby bear, canine, coyote, mountain lion, or fox. I frequently hike and spend time outdoors. I am at a loss as to what was with us that day. I'm going back soon to see if I can find more.
Okay. Okay. That one, they just wanted to, like, throw something in the pot.
Yeah, sometimes they're like, I saw a giant hairy animal. This one's, like, an audio sighting of Bigfoot.
Yeah, like, they heard stuff and it didn't sound like other things. It probably was, like, a coyote, to be honest. There's a lot of coyotes around here. I remember I worked in Arlington a couple summers ago and they had, like, a coyote problem. They had a town hall about the coyote problem because they were getting, like, people's pets, you know? Like, little, like, small dogs and stuff, like, and cats and stuff. So they had this whole thing about, like, how to haze a coyote, like, scare them away, you know, so that they don't eat your dog, you know?
No.
And so, yeah.
Have you seen those, like, vests? Okay, I don't know what to call them. Like, they're things they make for dogs. They're garments, and they have spikes coming out of them to protect your small dog from coyotes.
I did not know that, but that makes sense. But,
yeah, they make your dog look like a porcupine.
That's kind of cute.
Yeah, coyotes eating dogs is a real problem. And also, when my dog was little, they were worried about him being swooped up by, like, a hawk or something. Yeah, yeah, he was that small. So, that could happen.
Poor little dude.
Protect your pets. That's the PSA we should have really read today.
Yeah, protect your pets from coyotes, because it's an actual problem.
It is a problem.
But, like, yeah. I also don't feel bad. Like, I also don't want all the coyotes to go away. They need to live, too.
So are you saying that they need to feast on pets?
Well, no, they can feast on, like, not your pets.
Okay. Okay, cool. Yeah, I don't, like,
I mean,
don't want,
I feel bad for, like, bunnies and stuff, but, because they're really cute, but also they populate pretty quickly. So like it's all in the food chain, guys. Like, this, you know, that's probably why they populate so quickly, is because they're on lower on the food chain.
Oh, wait, I thought you were going to say because there's not enough coyotes.
Oh, no. But, you know, like, the whole thing, rabbits, like, can have, like, a million babies.
Yeah. Yeah.
They probably are like that because they're lower on the food chain and they're often prey.
Oh, that makes
sense. So that, like, makes sense for them to, like, have like, bigger litters.
Have a lot of babies.
Because then it ensures more survival of the species.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you're always going to want to have more animals on the bottom rung than at the top.
Yeah.
Huh.
You don't see a ton of, like, mountain lions, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. We learned biology today, and we taught it to ourselves.
I'm calling back to, like,
ecology?
The sixth grade or something like that.
Yeah. Wow. We're so smart. This is why we go to Tufts.
All right. Well, We'll probably have one more song for you. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Tufts Free Form Radio. You're listening to Black Stripes or White Keys. And yeah, thank you so much for listening. What song would you like to play for the end?
I can't handle that pressure. Oh, is that because I have the computer?
Yeah.
Oh, what's the next one?
We could do Running Up That Hill if you want. Yeah, it's a good fade-out song because it's so long.
Running Up That
Hill. Oh, it's on the playlist already. It's just not next.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Oh, that's A-OK.
Okay, I see it now.
Okay.
Here we go. Music happening. Oh, okay, it will happen.
It will happen.
Music will happen.
You ready?
Yes.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Goodbye.